storm taking aim at the Northeast. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. For Upper New England and some parts of New York State, people could be measuring snow in feet.
It's going to be northern parts of New England and interior sections as well. The cities, the big cities, at least from Philly, D.C., Boston, all the way up towards Boston, is going to be mostly rain. But a lot of this rain is really significant, really heavy, and that's causing some big delays across some of those airports. The first storm, bit of a nor'easter, develops here, and this becomes all snow by the time we get towards tomorrow morning. Much of New England getting the snow eventually, maybe a few flakes making its way towards the cities, but not any accumulating snow there.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, heavy wet snow also impacting Wisconsin and upper Michigan. This as Kentucky and several other states are cleaning up after tornadoes broke out last night.
Because of that, it's going to take some work and some time before we can tell what we qualify for on the FEMA side.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, at least one person in Kentucky died in the tornadoes. President Biden joining a one-time political rival to push for cheaper inhalers from millions of Americans.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders joined President Biden to put pressure on pharmaceutical companies to drop the prices of inhalers.
Bernie, you and I have been fighting this for 25 years. Finally, we beat Big Pharma.
The Federal Trade Commission is investigating the use of patents to keep inhaler prices higher in the U.S. than other markets around the world.
For the same exact medicine and the same exact device. It's outrageous.
President Biden says he's committed to expanding caps on the price of insulin as well. The Inflation Reduction Act capped prices at $35 a month for Medicare enrollees.
Fox's Jaron Halpern at the White House. President Biden said to speak by phone tomorrow with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu just days after six foreign aid workers and their Palestinian driver were killed in an Israeli airstrike. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Department of Justice announces a new funding initiative to combat crime.
Attorney General Merrick Garland did a stop in Chicago, says the Department of Justice, ahead of the 2024 election, announcing $78 million in community investments to crack down on crime.
The Justice Department will not rest until every person in every neighborhood, in every community, is safe.
Garland highlighting decreases in murders from the year before in cities across the U.S., though homicide numbers are still higher by double digits from 2020 statistics, according to the Council on Criminal Justice.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, a milestone anniversary for NATO.
On the eve of the 75th anniversary of NATO, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Belgium says some of the same dangers still threaten democracy around the world. But new challenges like cyber attacks, disinformation, and climate change are challenges that will take unity to address.
The alliance is meeting these threats as we always have, by adapting together.
Officials announced a meeting room at the U.S. mission to NATO would be named after former U.N. Ambassador and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, a statue honoring President Harry Truman, who signed the NATO Treaty in 1949, was also unveiled. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Most Americans share many core values or on what it means to be an American, despite the country's deep political polarization. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It found about 9 in 10 adults say the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are important or very important to the America's identity as a nation. But a more pessimistic assessment was reflected in another finding. Only about 3 in 10 Americans believe the nation's democracy is functioning well. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.